those, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Revert. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
The Polaris factory authorized clearance event is still going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. With rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months. They're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris factory authorized clearance event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends October 31st while supplies last. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
W Sports, game number 6 of the regular season shows Bad Axe on the road trying to pick up victory number 2 on the season, and the USA Patriots trying to advance to 4-2 with 3 games to go after tonight. We've broken down the USA Patriots as well as the Bad Axe Hatchets, both teams on the field right now. And let's take a look at the direct comparison. As the Hatchet is thrown, 20 miles separate Bad Axe and Unionville Seawing, but as the musket is carried, it is 27 miles down M53 and across Seawing Road. USA High School has 285 students enrolled compared to Bad Axe's 385, 100 more for BA. Last year, the Patriots of USA went 4-5, Bad Axe 2-7. Offensively, Bad Axe has scored 72 points in the season through 5 games, or 14.4 points per game. USA, having only played 4 games because of Dryden forfeiting in week number 2, have scored 100 points for an average of 25. So advantage goes to USA by 10.6 points. On defense, Bad Axe has given up 190 points, or 38 points per game. USA has allowed 61 points, again through 4 games, averaging 15.25 points defensively. The Patriots with a defensive advantage as well by 22.75. In comparison to other area historical matchups, this is a rivalry as old as a senior in high school. This is the 18th time the Patriots and Hatchets have squared off in 18 years. In fact, when this year's high school seniors were born, marks the same year Bad Axe and USA first started playing football against each other, 1996. Unionville Seawing area leads the overall series 15-2. Bad Axe's 2 victories coming in 2008 and 2001. So Dave, that leads me to this week's trivia question. Since 1950, how many times collectively did Bad Axe play Seawing High School and Unionville High School?
Wow, let's see. I'm going to go with twice.
You're saying twice? Is that a lucky guess, or is that just a shot in the dark?
Both.
Both, all right.
It's
well,
a shot in the dark.
You're correct, regardless. Bad Axe played Seawing High School as well as Unionville High School collectively twice between 1950 and when they consolidated. Bad Axe played Seawing High School in 1950 and 1951. Now, Dave, for a bonus point, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
What was the mascot of Seawing High School?
Wow. I get one right and you come up with this?
You betcha.
Oh, I have no idea.
It was the Seawing Indians.
The Seawing
Indians and the Unionville Eagles. There's a little history fact for you right now. As we are ready to introduce the teams and take a look at the national anthem, it's time to take another quick break, and then we will start to kick off here at Bad Axe at USA on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Looking for a highly skilled and experienced physician close to home? Dr. Lori Hanselman at Chirp Family Medical Center in Pigeon is board certified in family medicine, geriatrics, and hospice. Dr. Hanselman is currently accepting new patients of all ages from birth on up and is dedicated to caring for your health and well-being and that of your family. Known for utilizing the latest innovations and techniques in medicine, her compassionate and reassuring approach makes Dr. Lori Hanselman the perfect match for your healthcare needs. Dr. Lori Hanselman is accepting new patients at Shure Family Medical Center, located right next to Shure Hospital in Pigeon, a healthcare leader who will make you feel better and live a longer life to enjoy with your friends and family.
This is Dr. Lori Hanselman. I look forward to meeting you and helping you and your family with all your medical needs and concerns. To schedule an appointment, call Shure Family Medical Center at 989-453-2141. That's 989-453-2141.
Dr. Lori Hanselman and Shure Family Medical Center, a division of Shure Hospital. People you trust, caring for people you love.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seawing invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Seawing, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. You heard right there the Marching Patriots, the marching band on the field for USA, doing a spectacular job, per usual, most area teams here. 12 minutes are on the clock. Both teams are huddling up. Bad Axe on the far side of your radio, USA on the near side, and homecoming here. Decent crowd despite the weather. Let's take a look at the game time forecast. Current conditions in Seawing, Michigan are 66 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 50% chance of rain this evening. Winds are now to the north-northeast at 14 miles per hour. Visibility at 9 miles. Barometric pressure is rising. Watch out, Dave, at 30.01 inches. And the dew point is at 61. It feels like it's 66 degrees out. And the humidity is at a very mild 89%. Sunset is at 7.09 p.m. tonight, so we should be okay there. And the moon is in a waning crescent phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. A little fun fact here, Dave, for you. We're losing 12 minutes each football week in daylight.
12 minutes of daylight. Well, I guess I can see that. This is the first game where it's been basically dark as we've started.
And it's a sad fact, but we have now have technically less than 12 hours of daylight per day. Sunrise is at 7:35, sunset at 7:09.
And it's only getting shorter.
We have a beautiful night ahead of us here. USA is going to be kicking off left to right across your radio. Number 88 is the man doing the duties, Hayden Ewald. He's a tight end, defensive back, kicker, senior, 6'1", 170 pounds. In the backfield for Bad Axe, as they on their own 12-yard line. Tough to see those numbers on the white jerseys with yellow numbers. It's a short kick coming to the near sideline. Might go out of bounds, and it stays in bounds by about 6 inches. Picked up by number 3, Jared Brown. He's still on his feet at the 25-yard line. Finally brought down just outside of the 26. It'll be first and 10 for Bad Axe at their own 25-yard line, according to the spot.
Number 22, Nathan Milkey with the special teams tackle for USA.
And we're off and running. Right to left across your radio are the Bad Axe Hatchets. Tommy Morneau, your quarterback, sophomore. Elusive, can run, can pass, can do it all. He might even do windows. 11:56 left in the first quarter. No score at USA. They come out with two wide each way, man and slot receiver. Tommy Morneau in the pistol with one man behind him. High snap, still gets it off. Screen pass to the right to number 12, Tyler Labor. It's caught. He's across the 30.